This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany free email newsletter. That's right, an email newsletter that will help you improve your English. Each week, you'll receive several emails on different English topics. The emails will include common mistakes made by students and how to avoid them. Interesting stories about non-native speakers overcoming challenges in the U.S., video recommendations for improving your English skills, and you will even receive special discounts on English programs. So sign up for free by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Once again, www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In today's episode, you will hear a conversation that I had with one of my students, a conversation that was fully in English. You'll be inspired and you'll want to speak just like the student did in this conversation. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing amazing. Thank you. I'm always happy to see you. It's always good to see any of our family members, but I'm always happy to see you too.
Oh, it's happy to be here too. Thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity to, you know, to speak with you, to see this great energy you have. And, you know, it's always good to speak with you all the time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, Fred, so many of our family members already know who you are, but for those that are listening or those that are watching this conversation, this interview that might not know who you are, where you're from, or what you do, can you kind of introduce yourself? Tell us some things about you.
Okay. I'm Fred. I'm from Brazil. I live here in the northern part of Brazil. And I'm an entrepreneur. I work as an internet marketer. And I'm a husband and my father, and I'm a 10 years old boy, so his name is Samuel. This is me.
Do you have any hobbies? What are your hobbies? I know some of them, but what are your hobbies, Fred?
Yeah, I have some of hobbies. One of them is swim. I love to swim, especially in rivers, not in swimming pools.
Uh-huh.
I like to go, you know, to beach. I'd love to do that. So here in my region, we have a lot of rivers, beaches. So it's good to go there. I love it. Yeah, I think that's it. Sometimes it's hard to remember all the hobbies we have. So I think that's it.
Okay, good. Swimming is a really good hobby. It's a really good hobby. Stay healthy and have a good time. I like it. So tell me, now I've known you for a while, but I'd like you to let us know, when did you start studying English? So not the academy just yet, but when did you start studying English and why did you choose English? I mean, your home country is Brazil. You speak Portuguese. I know you speak Spanish as well, but why did you choose English? Why did you start studying and when did you start studying?
Oh, it's a long story. It started when I was like a boy in school, at school. Uh-huh. Because we have English classes in at school when we are a kid. But, you know, it's not such a big of classes. Are like very basic, very simple. And I hated English. I hate it. Because, you know, I tried to understand, to learn, but I was not able to do that, you know? Mm. So I hate it. I hate it with all my heart, you know? time was passing, and with the time, I grew up, I became an adult, and I noticed that, English is really important, you know, for my career, for, you know, if I want to travel, if I want to do a lot of things, I need English. So I started to notice that maybe English is nice. I need to, you know, just try to understand English and then push myself to improve and to learn. So I started to study English seriously in 2018, because before that I just tried to, you know, learn a few words and, or something like that. But in 2018, I started to learn English seriously. Now I want to speak English. Let's study. Let's do what I need to do. So I just start to study with consistency. So I start to, and I think in the beginning of 2018, because I noticed that English is so important, and I noticed that I was able to speak a second language or a third language, because I start to study Spanish, and I noticed that I kind of have a thing with languages. So, oh, this is good. I can speak Spanish now, so let's try English too, because before I didn't like it, but let's see what happens. So this was a little bit about my English learning journey before met you and before started to study with you in the academy.
I like that. Well, then let's transition now to the academy. I like how you told us you went from absolutely hating English to now you actually enjoy it and you realize you have a thing for languages. You kind of are good with languages. So in 2018, you started getting serious about studying English, right? And you and I met in 2019. So tell me about that. Like, how did you find out about me? How did you come to join the academy and becoming a part of our family? Tell us more about that transition from 2018. You met me in 2019. How did you get to come to the Speak English with Tiffany Academy?
Oh, it's a great question. in 2018, as I said, I start to, you know, learn English, study with more consistency. But you know, at that time, I tried to follow a lot of English teachers, and I tried to learn a thing here, another thing here. I was like, I was not focused, you know. I was trying to study, but I was studying everything I see about English. I was studying with Brazilian teachers, with, you know, native English teachers, whatever. I thought was interesting. I tried to learn. So I started to get a little confused, you know. And one day I was on YouTube, you know, just watching videos, and I saw a video about a lady who I couldn't see the face, because the graphics of the classes are amazing. I love that. It caught my attention how awesome the graphics was. The voice was, oh, this teacher had such a great voice. And I started to, you know, to study that material. I remember it was a class about how make long sentences in English. Mm-hmm. And it caught my attention because of the graphics, because of your voice, and because I never saw that type of content on the internet. And I, oh, this is special. Let's see more. And I saw one video, I watched one video, I watched the second video, the third. So I start to, you know, watch more and more and more. And so at that time I got, oh, this is a great teacher. Let me focus more and study with, you know, this teacher, maybe one or more, or not or another one, but focus more, because right now I am like lost, because I don't know. I study everything. So, and then I start to focus more on your videos. I was like eager to how can I say? I was eager to for the Sundays, because I knew in Sundays we have new videos from you. So I think I never told you about this. But this was the way I found you. Even I can't see you on the videos.
Yeah.
I know that, I knew that I found my teacher. So let's get start to study with her. And then, you know, in the beginning of 2019, you launched the academy, and I was so eager to become a member. So, in the beginning of the year, I became your officially your student, and then As you know, maybe who are watching this video don't know, but you changed my life. I told you several times. And yeah, this was the beginning of the journey.
I'm so happy that you decided to join. Again, for those listening, you might not know, but Fred and I, he's not just my student, but he's one of my closest friends. Like, we are very close. And yeah, it's just amazing how you can connect online. So I'm so glad you decided to study the lessons. I'm so glad they helped you. And I'm so glad you joined our family. Now, you said you joined in 2019, you joined the Academy. And at that time, you joined the Daily English Lessons membership, right? Exactly. And you're still part of that family. So let me ask you this question. What have you enjoyed the most since you literally have been a part of our family, the Speak English with Tiffany Academy, since the beginning? What have you enjoyed the most about being part of our family?
You know, it's hard to say one thing because it's not one thing. It's, there are a lot of things together that I really like it. The first one is how you organize everything for us. It's easy to follow the lessons. It's not, you know, as I said, in the beginning, I was lost because I studied everything. So in the Daily English Lesson membership, everything is organized in a sequence. I don't need to even think about what I need to study today. Everything is there. Everything is organized for me. So I think this is really important for us and help us so much to, you know, study and be focused in what really matters to your improvement. So this is the first thing. The second one is, you know, you are pretty available. You're pretty, you know, you care about the students. You care about our learning journey. So in the Zoom meetings, it's really good to be with you. We can talk with you. You can, you know, answer our questions. And we feel like she's not my teacher. She's like part of the family. So it's, we are comfortable, in that environment. So, it's easy to improve our speaking skills, for example, because we are not in a dangerous place. We are in a safe place. Mm-hmm. Where we can make mistakes, where we can, you know, try to speak, try to improve, and you are there to support us. And I think this is one of the things that I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it because it helps so much, you know, it helps so much to bring us confidence. I think confidence is one of the most important things related to speak English. So this is the second thing that I love the most about the membership. And the other one is, the third one is, we are family. There we met people all over the world, people that some of them have the same goals I have, some of them have different goals, but everyone there respect each other, want to see each other improving. Even new members, they are there and they want to help in some way. So I think study English by yourself alone maybe works, but when you have people in the same place with the same, you know, goals, with the same desire to speak another language, you know, it's so much more easy, to be motivated. Because it's not, you know, it's not easy to be motivated. You studied Korean for a long time and you know that it's hard to be motivated. It's hard to gain confidence. So I noticed that in our family, we have this support. People are there to help each other, you know, and I think this is so important too. I can say so much more things about what I like the most, but I think these three points are the most important. the more important points about the academy and about the membership.
I wonder where you learned that. You were so clear with your 3 points. I like how you did that.
I don't know. There is an English teacher called Tiffany. she's amazing. Yeah. You know, for me, when I learned that, that strategy that, as I said, your content, I never saw something similar. And this is another thing. When you taught us speak about 3 points, observations, 3 things, for me, it's so much easier to organize my thought, organize my ideas, and start to speak in a clear way. And you know, don't lost my yes. point of view, because I have 3 points to support. So when I learned that with you, of course, because I never saw something similar, for me, it makes so much sense. And I think my English get more natural.
Yes.
And I can speak for, you know, hours because I have this structure. And this, I learned this with you.
Amazing. You know, I'm smiling. I always smile, but I'm smiling hard because I just remember the very, very first time we had a call together in 2019. You're a totally different person as far as your English. The same Fred, but it's like now your real personality is coming out because you're confident and comfortable speaking in English. So I am so happy to hear that. And I like how you said the family aspect. And it's so interesting because I realize that that's something I try to do no matter where I am. If I'm teaching a class, if I'm with a group, I want everybody to feel like they're a part of a family. And something that's funny, so we have our Telegram group, right? And I want everybody from around the world to feel like, hey, this is your family. You guys talk and chat together. So I don't participate a lot in the group because I want you guys to get to know each other. But it's so funny because everyone is having a good time talking together. If I pop in the group and say something, I might get a response. I may not get a response because everyone is so interested in what they are talking about. And it makes me smile. And I love it because you guys have developed relationships with each other. And that's my main goal, to make you guys have relationships amongst each other. Again, I'm there, of course, but I love it. I love that you like the family aspect.
And yeah, this is a great point about it said. For example, a few days ago, I received a message from a student that she is internet marketer too, as me. So we talk a lot about this. So I talk about my job, about my clients, about things that maybe will help her to, you know, to improve her career, to improve her job. And it's good to share this type of information with students. And as me, we have a lot of different students there that has the same profession, that has things in common. And then we can, you know, we can talk to each other about real life, about, you know, about what we need to do in at work, you know, in things that we really will use in real life. You know, this is a important aspect of our community as well.
I love that. I love that you said that. I totally agree with that. Well, then I feel like you've answered this next question almost partly, but I want to see if you can add anything to it. So how have you changed since joining the academy? Again, I already mentioned that your English has improved drastically, and I'm so proud of you. But I want you to think about everything, your life, your business, your English. After joining, since you've joined the Speak English with Tiffany Academy, how have you changed? What difference have you seen in yourself and in your life because of what you've learned in the academy and with our family?
Oh, I told you in the beginning, you changed my life. I think I told this to you a lot of times. Because after to become a member, I just changed not professionally, but myself. You know, I'm a pretty shy person. you know, I'm here speaking, you know, very, with no shy. I'm speaking very confidently here. You know, I use so much my hands. So, but I am pretty shy. I was a shy kid. I was a shy, can I say I was a
teenager?
Teenager. Yeah.
Yeah.
But after met you, after studying English with you, I start to gain more confidence because I know, I noticed that I can do it. Yes. It's possible.
Yes.
You know, we get like power. You get like, oh, I'm so excited. So I think this, this change, our lives, not in the English field, for example, but professionally, in the, with our communication gets better because I know I can do everything I want. I know I can do everything because my Tiff, I will say my friend because I'm
it's
using
okay.
that all
you can
the time.
Say it's okay.
You know, it's hard when you we don't have confidence. It's hard because everything you will do, you get like tired. Your hands are tired. We are not able to do whatever you want, whatever you need. So, but when you gain confidence, when you notice that you can do,
yes,
everything start to be more, you know, more easy. More
yeah.
Easy. Mm-hmm. And you know, speak English is not the most easiest thing in the world. It's hard. It's not easy at all. But confidence is one of the keys. I think when you get that, you notice everything is possible. You can do everything you want. So I think that's it. I think the main thing that changed in my life, of course, changed a lot of things: my business, my career, myself. But I think confidence is one of the most important things that have changed because I became a member of your membership because I became your student. So yeah, I think that's it. Confidence is the key, and it is a thing that if you develop, okay, you don't have any other obstacles. So
I love it. I love it. It seems like you've become a motivational speaker now, and I love it. I love it.
Really?
Like I'm just sitting here smiling, but I love it. Like, again, I know you were a shy guy, and like we've talked about this before, but someone watching this interview, watching this conversation, or listening to this conversation, they probably find it hard to believe that you're a shy guy, right? But it's like this side of you was opened up. And man, honestly, Fred, like these types of interactions, hearing these types of stories, they make me so excited. They make me want to work harder as a teacher. So I'm just, again, very proud of you. And I'm so happy to hear that your time in the academy, your time with our family has literally not just affected your English, but your entire life. And I really am happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that. Now, I do want to ask this question because so far it's been positive. Roses and dandelions, right? Everything's been nice. But I know, again, you mentioned earlier, yes, that I learned Korean and it was challenging. I love Korean, but it was challenging. So I want to ask you this question because individuals watching this or listening to this interview or this conversation, they're being inspired. But now they want to know, does he have any challenges? Does he have any problems? So Fred, what's the hardest thing about studying English for you right now? What's the hardest thing? Is it finding time? Is it not knowing the amount of things you have to learn? What's the hardest thing about studying English right now for you?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I know you will make this question to me. And, you know, the challenges change. In the beginning, for me, it was open my mouth and start to speak. But now it's not this. I have another challenge that I need to overcome. And, you know, find time to study is more, I think it's one of the most important things right now. This is a big challenge for me because, you know, I have my company. I need to take care about all a lot of things, my clients, my, you know, the financial and everything.
Yeah.
So I don't have a lot of time to study. So it's hard. I need to, you know, study at night or in another time that I'm more, you know, relaxed. I don't have a lot of people close to me. It's, I can do that. As I said, I think with the time, the challenges, will change.
Yeah.
But it's important to, you know, to find time and because, you know, if I don't put, effort, I stop, my English will become more, you know, not so good. I will lose words. I will lose, you know, things that I already learned. So, and you know, I feel this right now.
Yeah.
I think I could be better.
Yeah.
Right now, but because I don't have time, I don't put the effort I need. Mm. I sometimes got like a little frustrated about my English.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I want to improve more and more and more, but sometimes, time, or whatever is the challenge, whatever the challenge is, it make me feel a little discouraged.
Yeah.
But you know, it's important not give up because everyone here, you as a second learning, language learning, me
yeah.
as a student of English and everyone here, one day we will wake up very discouraged about English. Oh, this is not me. I'm tired. I don't see any progress. It's normal. But if you continue to study, if you have consistency, you can continue to study at least a little bit every day or every week, every month. Don't stop. I think it's the most important thing in this case to overcome this type of challenge. But answer your question. For me right now, it's fine time. It's not easy, but I think is a biggest challenge for the biggest part of the students as well, I think.
Yeah, finding that time. Yeah.
And you know,
yeah, go ahead.
One thing more. When you start to you know, to learn and to speak English, sometimes we get like, it's good. Okay, my English is good. So I don't put a lot of effort because I think, oh, no, my English is getting better. Okay, let's stay for a little, some days without studying. So, and then a few days become weeks, become
yep.
months.
Yep.
And you will see, oh, I have, you know, 3 months that I'm not studying. So,
exactly.
And then your English will start to go down. So
exactly.
I think it's important to be consistent.
I agree. One tip I want to give you, and I've mentioned this to you before, but I also want to give it to those that are listening or watching this conversation. Life happens, right? So you mentioned like your business is growing, you're getting more clients. So your time is limited. But like you said, oh, my English it's okay now. Let me just not study for this week. And that week turned into months, right? The best thing that you can do, you and those listening or watching, let's say prior to this happening, you were studying an hour a day. Let's say that was happening, but then your business started to grow. That consistency is still important. So it's still important to study every day, but instead of an hour, because you don't have an hour, you have a wife, you have a son, you have a business, instead make it 10 minutes. It's amazing how when you just remain consistent, it's not about the amount of time, even if it's 5 minutes, but if every single day for 5 minutes, you are consistently studying, your English won't go down. It'll continue to improve. It's something interesting that happens in the brain when you are consistently and doing something or have a habit, you'll continue to improve as opposed to going down. So that's just a tip. Even if you're not able to study for the amount of time, still be consistent every day, just 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's okay as well. So that's hopefully will help you.
It's a great tip. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Right now, I'm doing like a test. because I want to kill two birds with the same stone.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told you that my son, I want to help him to speak English. He is 10 right now, 10 years old right now. And I'm trying to help him to, you know, study English, but you know, it's not easy to, because he's 10. He has a lot of things to, video games, a lot of things that he likes, and English, I think, is not the most, you know. So I'm trying to help him, studying with him to help him to, I'm like teaching him to speak English. So at the same time, I'm learning more because I'm focused, you know, if I get, 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day to help him, I'm studying together. So I'm trying this and
yes,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good to see how I develop more my English, how I, you know, I try to study more to help him. So
yes,
I'm doing that. And I think it'd be interesting.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Good, good. All right. Well, I have one more question for you, Fred. I've enjoyed this conversation. I want to know what advice you would give other English learners, because again, I enjoy these interviews because not only am I able to get to know you and the other English learners more, but it's also an opportunity for you to inspire other members of our family and also other individuals that may not be a part of our family just yet, but you can be an inspiration to them. So what advice would you give an English learner?
Okay. I don't have just one advice. I think I can give more. So I can give a few advices because, you know, I'm trying to speak English for a while and not just English, but other languages too. And with this journey, we learn a lot of things. So the first advice I can give to the students that are listening or watching this podcast is focus. Choose one teacher, choose one method, and start to learn that method. Because if you do like I did in the past, trying to learn everything, you won't speak English. It's almost impossible to speak English because you are not focused. You're trying to learn everything, and your time is limited. You know, your head has a great potential, but it's not easy to learn different things that are not connected. So the first advice is focus. Choose one teacher, choose one method, and study. I think
I like that.
This is the first one. The second one is consistency. Don't stop. If you decide to study English, just speak English, study every day. Yeah. Every day. Yeah. Of course, you need to rest in one day or another, but be focused and study with consistency. As I said, if you don't have 1 hour, study for 30 minutes. If you don't have 30 minutes, study for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Everyone here have at least 15 minutes a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think choose the time it's better for you to study, and study every single day and be consistent. And this will help you to, I have one thing with me that I decide to do in every part of my life. I want to be 1% better every single day.
I love it.
Better.
I love it.
Consistency is possible. If you want to achieve fluency in English, be better 1% every day. In 1 year, you can see how much you improve because you get consistent, and you got consistent, and you became better every single day. And the third advice is, if you are not student of Teacher Tiffany, became a member, you can study with her, because I tell everyone, you changed my life, not just because you are a great teacher, but because you care about us, you have a great method, you know. It's easy to follow your lessons because you organize everything. You are a wonderful person, not just a wonderful teacher, but a wonderful person.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. You have one of the most good hearts that I have seen. You know, you have a big heart. You are.
I didn't pay him to say this, guys. I didn't tell him to say this.
But it's true. It's not just my opinion. I talk with a lot of students and they say the same thing. They say they love you. They love you. So it's not just me, you know, it's not just me. So, as I said, you changed my life and you have been changing so much lives since you start to teach English on the internet. And we know that is not just your desire, but it's something that God put in, yes, in your hands. It's your why is helping.
Yes,
people, right?
Yes.
So, and you have been doing that in a great way. So my third advice is become your student, become your part of your family, because there you can do everything you want, achieve your goals, and do everything you want to do, because it's possible. It's possible. You just need to be in the right place with the right teacher, with the right spouse, with the right colleagues. So that's it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, it's there's an expression we have in English: come full circle. So, you know, a circle has a starting point and you go all the way around and then you meet the starting point. And I just remember when I first prayed about this, about becoming an English teacher online, and everything has come full circle. Literally, my why is I want to help other people. I want you all to achieve your goals. I want you all to have amazing lives. I just really want to help people. So it's always nice to hear, like, that's what's happening. And I'm just, I'm honored to be your teacher. And I know I've said that before to you and other people as well. So I'm very happy, and I'm happy that you're happy as well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I told you a lot of times about this, and I want you to do that in public, because I think it's important to, you know, to be grateful about people that help us to, you know, to improve, to achieve our goals. So God is good. God is really good. And he puts the right person in our life, so to help us to achieve our goals, to improve our life. So I'm so grateful about to be your student, to be part of the family, to be, like, right now, sometimes a reference in the family too, because people see and sometimes they get motivated because something I said. So I think this is so important for me as a person too. It makes me so happy when I see somebody, see my example and, okay, I like that guy. I want to achieve something similar, and Tiffany can help me, as she helped Fred, she can help me. So when I see this type of story, I got so excited and so happy, because, you have a power to change lives. And, I know, more and more people will be a better person, a better professional, a better, you know, have a better life because your work, so because your job, because what you have been doing for a long time. And the only thing I can say is thank you so much for everything. And I hope, you know, in some way, I hope this interview, this podcast, can help more people to, you know, to see how the possibility they have, and how you as a teacher can help them to improve and achieve their goals in English. So
thank you so much. I hope so as well. Thank you so much, Fred. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Yeah, I love to be like in a place like this, you know, to share my story, to share a little bit about my improvement. So thanks again for the invitation. And that's it. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we can talk more in another opportunity.
Sounds good. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive free English tips via email every week, all you have to do is go to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Sign up for free now. Once again, that's www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.